Hey, Austin.
Hey.
I really want to do this second date update, but I don't know if I can trust myself with you on the phone.
Oh my gosh. What a line.
I mean, I get that a lot. I'm really serious.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, you won me over.
Brooke's right. Girls do always say that.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
I only heard it once, so that's why
It's like the only classy way to say, yo, I want your junk.
If you're just tuning in, Austin met Tanya on Tinder, and they met up at a bar where he did some fire tricks with a lighter, and she told him, I don't know if I can trust myself with you. And he was like, I don't know if I can trust myself with you. And before you know, they ended up hooking up, and ever since then, though, she's stopped talking to him.
Now they really don't trust each other.
Yeah, there's zero trust now. Like, not in a good way anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. She really won't call me back now.
I mean, the way you described it is everything went just perfect.
It did.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure. I mean, she hooked up with me on the first date. What else do you want?
Yeah, you can't really do more.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe you weren't that good in bed. Have you ever thought of that, Austin?
Ooh, don't hurt his ego.
All right, I'm sorry. You got to shut your mouth right now. That is not an issue.
All right.
We'll find out, won't we, Austin?
Yeah, maybe we should ask Tanya where the issue lies. We're gonna dial her phone number right now and try and get your second date update, okay?
That's great.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Tanya, please?
This is she.
Hey, Tanya, how you doing? My name's Young Jeffrey. I work on the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You have a moment to talk?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh.
What? Am I, like, on the air?
You are.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Jeffrey, you cannot
hear her. No, she sounds cute.
She does.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi.
Oh, she's hot.
Oh, wow. Okay. I wasn't expecting this.
All of the men in the room need to calm themselves.
Jeffrey's blushing.
I am. Okay, sorry. We wanted to talk with you, Tanya.
We really like Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Could we talk with you?
Why?
I talked with you, huh?
Yeah.
Is this your first time talking to a woman?
Can we hang up and call back?
Tanya.
Brooke, you do this one.
Tanya. Tanya, a person you recently went out on a date with called us to get a hold of you because apparently you're not calling him back.
Oh, no. Okay. Who is it?
His name is Austin.
Oh, no. Gross.
What? Gross? No way.
Oh, my God. He is going to die when he hears that. Oh.
What makes you say gross?
Well, like, at first, I was into him or whatever, but, like, I'm not anymore.
Is there something that changed? Because his description of the date, everything was perfect.
Yeah, he told us everything that happened that night.
He told you, like, everything?
I mean, pretty much everything.
Yeah.
He said you guys went to a bar. He did some cool lighter tricks for you and got you back to his place where you guys apparently had a really good time.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, I guess all that's right or whatever, but, like, afterward, things happened, and I'm really not okay with it.
What?
Like, things in the bedroom happened or things the morning after happened?
No, he just, like, after that, he just, like, really crossed the line and made me realize he's, like, a total asshole.
Whoa, that's a strong word.
Really?
What did he do?
So, my sister sends me a text, like, a few days later with a screenshot of Austin's Instagram profile.
Okay.
And she's like, do you know this guy? And I was like, well, yeah, I went on a date with him a couple days ago. And she told me he's been blowing up her profile, like liking all her photos, leaving heart emojis on her pics, like flirty comments and stuff.
So wait,
on your sister's Instagram profile?
Yeah, on my sister's Instagram profile, not mine.
Whoa,
wait,
hold on.
He's hitting on your sister.
Yeah.
Did he find her through your social media pages? Is that how he found her?
I mean, that's what I'm assuming, yeah.
Oh, my God, that is gross. Why would he do that?
Hold on. Is he, like, complimenting overly, or is he just liking a lot? Because he could just be nice because you're her sister.
Oh, no. The comments were not acceptable. They were not appropriate.
Whoa.
Like, what? What did he say?
Stuff like, nobody should be able to look this hot, and then, like, leaving three heart emojis afterwards.
Oh!
I mean, sounds pretty innocent to me.
No,
what? Jeffrey!
I don't know what the problem is there.
I mean, like, that's crossing the
line. He even, like, called her, like, so during the date, I'm not sure if he told you this, like, he said that I look like Khaleesi or Daenerys in the Game of Thrones series. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really sweet or whatever, but then he said the same thing on one of her profile pics.
Oh, no!
Well, you are siblings, so you probably look alike.
Yeah, but come on, come up with something else. I'm with you, yeah. Tanya. That's ridiculous. I would be pissed.
Yeah, that's why I said, like, it's gross.
Well, maybe we should ask him directly, because, Tanya, we didn't tell you this, but Austin's been on the other line listening, and he wants to talk to you.
Oh, my God, shut up. He is not.
Yeah, he is.
Are you serious? Yeah. Oh, God.
Austin?
Hey, boo.
Oh, my God.
Don't call me that. That's gross. You're so gross.
That was
hard. How are you doing?
What?
Have you been listening to the call, Austin?
I mean, yeah, I've been listening to the call. But, like, she's totally off her game right now. I don't know what she's talking about.
Oh, my God, that is such crap. Like, I have proof.
Yeah,
wait, are you saying, Austin, that you didn't comment on her sister's page?
I mean, I commented on her sister's page, but, like, it was just, like, being friendly and, like, supportive. Like,
that's
I don't know.
No, that is just bull. Absolute crap. Comments that you left sounds like you wanted to hook up with her, and you probably do, but that's not, you went on the date with me.
I'm not trying to hook up with her, but, like, yeah, I mean, those comments are, like, I think something anyone would want for their sibling, you know? Like,
what?
Maybe it'd be cool if, like, someone like me, like, dated someone like her. I'm not saying it would be me, but, like...
Oh, dude!
I'm so confused.
Oh, my God.
So, theoretically...
So, Austin, you think that somebody leaving, like, heart emojis and saying how hot someone looks, that's a very nice and friendly thing to say, not a
Absolutely.
Sexual thing?
Like, I would love if, like, chicks did that for me. Doesn't mean, like, you should be jealous of them.
No.
Oh, my God, you are such a mistake. Do you have a brother? Do you even understand what that would, like, feel like?
I'm
with her, for sure. Like, if she left those comments on your brother's page, you'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know if, like, maybe, like, you're just, like, insecure about, like, this. Like, I mean, I feel like...
Oh, man, you gaslighting MF-er. What is wrong with you?
Okay, hold on, Austin. Oh. Maybe you have a chance to redeem yourself. Tell me this. Who's hotter?
Oh,
my God.
No, you can, there's a right answer here.
No!
Who's hotter, Austin?
It's a loser.
Tanya or a sister?
Do not answer this. There's no way you could answer it right.
There's, like, season one and season, like, eight of, like, Khaleesi, you know?
Season one and season two.
It's a progression. I get it.
Which season is Tanya?
Yeah.
Tanya's, like, season eight. Like, she's riding on the dragons. Like, she's a badass right now.
Oh, dang. Tanya's hardcore.
Does that make you feel better, Tanya? You're season eight, Khaleesi.
God. I don't know, man. What is he going to say next? Like, he's also eyeing my mom, and she's, like, at the end. I'm like, look, I'm going to block him. I'm going to have my sister block him, and go. I'm going to call up my mom and make sure she blocks
him. Oh, my God. You may want to talk to your cousins and stuff, too, at this rate.
I mean, even your dad.
God, phone tree that
Austin, you screwed up, dude.
I guess just, like, you're too insecure to handle Austin.
You just sleep next to your little Zippo lighters and do what you need to do, but that's ridiculous.
We're going to sleep next to something. We'll be Zippo lighters, though. Thank you, honey.
Oh,
you use the honey. All right. Wow, this is ending well.
Speaking of lighters, I'm feeling a little fire here, so
yeah.
This feels like the right time to ask.
No.
Tanya, would you be willing to go on another date with Austin? We'll pay for it.
You couldn't pay me to go out with him on another date.
Oh, we tried.
Yeah. Shocking.
Fine, then. I'm just going to hit your sister and let you know right now.
What?
Thanks, hon, but both of us are way too classy for that crap.
Oh, no.
I mean, I wouldn't be too sure. She's definitely the kind of girl who would fall for a fire trick. I know that.
Oh!
Hey, it wasn't me falling for anything. I thought you were a sweet, nice guy, and I was just wrong. Big mistake. Mistake on both our parts, I guess.
It's funny that you say it's like it's a big mistake. That's not what you were screaming when you were at my house.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? That's fair. You're a one and done, man. That's all.
I like you, Tanya.
Well, no second date for you, Austin. I'm sorry.
I mean, that doesn't matter. Whatever. I'll be out with her sister by the weekend.
Well, if that doesn't work out, you can always slide into my DMs. Leave some comments on there, okay, bro?
Always falling for a fire trick, Jeffrey.
That's right.
You got a sister, Jeffrey?